Thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And good morning. WKOK News Time is now 7:39, and I am Allie Stevens in for Mark Lawrence. I think he's in a tree stand somewhere doing something.
Looking at wild animals.
Yes. I'm going to have you push the mic a little bit closer to you. There you go. All right. So welcome to Dwayne Dwyer, the Sealands Grove Chamber of Commerce board member and owner of First Class Male Barber Shop in Sealands Grove. And you've always been very active in Sealands Grove, not only with your business, but with the Chamber of Commerce and the different activities that are planned throughout the year. First of all, let's hear about your barbershop. How long have you been open?
10 years.
10 years.
It's 10 years already. Yeah.
Congratulations. That's wonderful. And it's right across from the post office.
It is. And we still get people that don't know the difference between mail and mail. And I get a lot of college people that want to mail things. So I tell them to go to my annex across the street.
Yeah. Your annex right over there across the street. All right. Well, we've got so many fun holiday events planned for Sealands Grove. One of the things I loved when I moved to central Pennsylvania was each town had their own little, you know, a whole spread of holiday excitement. And we're going to focus on Sealands Grove today. Let's kick it off with the stocking stuffer event that takes place on Saturday.
Yeah, that's the first one, Allie. The stocking stuffer is kind of like, I always have it as trick-or-treat at Christmas time. And what happens is kids go up to Gracie's Flower Shop there at the north end of town, and they purchase a $5 stocking. It's kind of homemade. It's really cool. And they get to decorate it, and then they come down to the participating businesses, and we put all kind of little things in there. I know the one year I gave combs out, and everybody had to comb their hair, and of course then they got tangled, and and then the barber had to take the tangles out. But it's really easy if you register. Like, if anybody out there that has small children that really want to do this, it's fun because it just loads up the street with kids. It's a real great holiday thing. DiscoverSealandsGrove.com is the chamber's website. And okay. If you go there and pre-register, the lady that makes the stockings will know how many to make. And that goes on from 10 o'clock until 2.
Okay.
And, you know, everybody's out there, just like I said, like trick-or-treat, except, you know, you don't get hit in the dark. So yep. It's during the day. It's
if you're cool. A resident of Sealands Grove, you see this every year, and it's really fun to see the kids prancing around. They're excited to go get their treats. And Gracie's Flowers has always been wonderful in participating with this.
Oh, absolutely. They've supported us in many ways, and something we'll talk about a little later is trying to turn White Christmas into Light Christmas, and Gracie's has graciously got all these lights for us for downtown so that we can try to light this baby up and see what's going on, you know?
That's wonderful. All right, we'll get to that in a moment. After 2, right, so from 10 to 2 is the stocking stuffer, and then we have the annual pet parade, and this is something that you have been very active in for many years.
Yeah, that's my baby. This is what happens when you have a big mouth, is, you know, you say, well, let's do something. It all started with the fest, like the Sealands Grove Christmas Fest, and I was like, you know, fest was short for festival, but we really don't have anything else other than the one activity. So we added the pet parade, and somebody's like, well, you thought of it, so you ought to do it. So we sign up at Sharon Lutheran Church. It's completely free, but you must walk your animal or mm-hmm. whatever it is that you bring and leash it up. You sign a little waiver that says you're responsible. We have 3 groups, the small, the medium, and the large. And we give out prizes for first, second, third, and the best in show. And what that entails is that we really like to have the people, and they really grasp onto this year after year, to dress themselves in their holiday attire as well as their pet. And sometimes it's really over the top, and it's fun. And Texas Roadhouse has been a huge sponsor. Like, they come down every year with just loads of stuff, and Andy the Armadillo is there. I did have a confirmation that Red from Red Robin's going to be there, the bird, because they're all, you know, animal mascots. And then the fun thing that we added last year, we usually have one of the bands I work with bring some, you know, horns or drums. And last year we got Frank and Kathy DeLuca, who are the strolling accordion players out at Knoebels.
Oh, wow.
And it's great to hear polka Christmas music as you're going down. And those accordions are really loud. You know, they really echo. And so that kept everybody in the spirit last year. And so that's the pet parade. We usually sign up. The Susquehanna Enactus team helps us with that every year. And we chalk the sidewalks with paw prints. So you follow the paw prints. And then we just march downtown and, you know, annoy
people
everybody.
Yeah. And people who aren't participating can stand out and watch as well.
Yeah, the reviewing stand is at BJ's every year. But the Commons is a really great place to watch it go by.
Okay. You're going to form around 1:30 if you're interested in bringing your pet. And then the parade starts at 2?
Yeah, roughly. And it looks like it's going to be good weather, about 50 degrees, maybe some light rain. But we'll talk to AccuWeather and get them to
get rid of that.
Get out of town.
Yeah, the winds will subside by Saturday for sure. So what kind of pets are we talking about? What have you seen?
We have, you know, the typical cats, dogs. Some people bring them in a stroller. I don't think we've had a goat or a sheep or anything yet. Mm-hmm. But if they bring a snake, I'm out of there, you know, but there's no way.
Mainly dogs and cats.
If you have, you know, mm-hmm. Monty the singing donkey, bring him along, you know, whatever.
All right. Well, that sounds like fun. On Tuesday, that's when the big night is, late night shoppers night, something that is such a fun late night in the Grove event on Tuesday, December 6th.
Yeah. We kind of are billing that late night Sealands Grove or Sealands Grove late night because there's more to do than just shopping in the shops, you know, because we got all the restaurants and pubs, and I'll go over that. But one thing I did learn that on Pet Parade Day and Stocking Stuffer Day, a couple of the places are having ugly sweater festivities.
Ooh.
And then on Late Shoppers Night, a lot of the businesses have musicians. I saw that somebody has a fiddle player and some other things. But Sealands Grove Late Night, businesses open as late as they can stay. It's also the Susquehanna Candlelight Service. Mm-hmm. So there's always a little rush after that's done. But yeah, the farmer's market's going to be open. There's going to be some pop-up vendors in the Commons, which is a good meeting place. They got the tree all lit up there. It looks really pretty.
It looks beautiful.
And the Chamber has calendars, the always historic calendars. So they'll be there for sale. And artist Patricia Brandt, I don't know if you know Patty, she's a wonderful artist, and she's done some beautiful paintings and things of downtown Sealands Grove and along the river. And we decided to make Christmas cards and postcards out of her paintings, and she graciously donated those to the Chamber.
Wonderful.
So they'll be on sale as well. Carriage rides, as long as we're not feeding a beeferino. Carriage rides 6 to 9. So that's kind of fun. You hear the horses clickety-clackety down the street.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And then shop and dine. That's kind of the thing is, we got pizza, we got subs, we got a tavern, we got the brew pubs, we got some nice full-service sit-down restaurants, coffee cafe. There's a little bakery, I think, on Pine Street now. So, there's a lot to do in a short amount of time. So, you know, that's...
Take advantage of it. It's you know, when you live in a small town like Sealands Grove, it's just really nice. I'm from the big city of Baltimore, so when I came here, it was so much fun to see all these really cool traditions. And
yeah, I think that it's more of a social gathering because so many people know each other, mm-hmm. you know, and like I could walk down the street and, hey, it's Dwayne the Barber, but you know, you just know everybody in town, which is really nice. It's a great atmosphere, and people say hello to you on the street rather than in Baltimore where it's like, run the other
way. I know. Exactly. All right, so talk about the holiday passport. This is something that's ongoing throughout the holiday.
Yeah, it's like a big scavenger hunt. You get a map. Well, I shouldn't say it's a map. It's a folder with a Christmas tree in it, and there's little dots that represent Christmas ornaments. And for every passport number that you get at a business, you fill that in. So if you come into whatever shop and you look for their passport number, which should be prominently displayed somewhere, you write in number 25 in that area. You get 1 point for every business that's literally on Market Street, then those little streets that offshoot where you have like the Cottage on Pine or Flip Salon or something, they get 2 points. And then if you get something that's really out like on 522, I think it's 3 or 4 points. So you fill in as many points with these little circles on the Christmas tree, and then you turn it into the chamber. And I guess they're giving away some gift certificates or a shopping spree worth $100.
Oh, nice.
And then all the participating businesses also add into that. So you know, there's a plethora of prizes that I'm not sure what they're all going to be, but they're there.
Okay. Well, where would you get your holiday passport?
Any participating business that's doing it, and,
okay.
which is mostly
Most
all
of
the
them.
Ones downtown.
Okay.
And many places like Gracie's. I think Foss Jewelers does it as well, and things like that. So, yeah, you get a little folder, you open it up, and then you run into each business and say, what's your number? And then you write it down and go into the next one.
Sounds fun.
Yeah. A lot of people do that during the stocking stuffer.
Sure.
Yeah, the moms and dads, they have their folder, and the kids are coming and getting the gift, and it's a good combination. It's like a 2-for-1.
Right. Okay, we're talking with Dwayne Dwyer, Sealand Grove Chamber of Commerce board member, about all the fun holiday events coming up, including this Saturday is the stocking stuffer event from 10 to 2, the pet parade at 2 p.m., and then late night in the Grove is Tuesday, December 6th. Talk about the Christmas lights. If you drive into Sealand Grove and you see the beautiful snowflakes on all of the lampposts, you know, I'm sure that that was paid for by some kind of generous donation.
Yeah, I think Sealand's Grove Projects really fired that up, and it's beautiful. We used to have White Christmas, where they had candy canes and lollipops on the parking meters that don't exist anymore. The trees used to be lit up. There was trees every couple feet on Market Street. And that kind of went by the wayside, and then Sealand's Grove Projects jumped in and got these beautiful snowflakes that are white, cool white LEDs. So what the chamber decided to do is we're trying to enhance this White Christmas and try to make it Light Christmas. And it's a first-year quickie, you know, let's think about this. So it's off to a slower start than anticipated, but we're trying to light up every business with matching lights down through Market Street. So when you make that corner there on North Market, all you see is white the whole way down. So
I love that idea.
Yeah, it's slow at the start, but I think once people see, you know, this group of businesses do it, and the next one do it, it'll catch on really quick. But
yeah,
it's like anything else, small steps in the beginning, you know?
Yeah, well, we're not into December yet. We still have like 2 more days left.
Yeah, you know, I cut my finger on a metal roof the other night, helped them put lights up, but
well,
it's worth it.
I've got to tell you, the volunteers that are, you know, out there doing the lights and maintaining the sidewalks and the plants in the commons, just a wonderful shout out to them. I'm a borough resident, and it's just it's a great group of volunteers.
Yeah, it's amazing how many people will step up when needed. Like, I sent an email out last night about getting the prizes for the pet parade, and I think this morning I got a text from somebody at 6 o'clock in the morning saying, yes, I can do that for you. And, you know, if we need stuff hung up or put up, you know, there's always some contractors that are willing to jump in. And I guess that's the neat thing about a small town, because you know these people. You know, I know them from my shop. You know, the next person knows these people from their restaurant. And so you have all those contacts. And I think that really helps nurture the town to what it is, where everybody can feel comfortable just walking the streets at any time.
I agree. And it also makes Christmas a little bit more special than it would be without all the special features that you have.
Yeah, it's just like one of those magazine pictures. You know,
uh-huh.
You come down, it's all lit up, the trees are there, it is what it is, but it's Sealand's Grove, you know.
Well, thank you so much, Dwayne Dwyer, Sealand's Grove Chamber of Commerce board member. Anything else that you wanted to add?
No, come on down, join the party, get your pet ready, you know, stocking stuffer, bring the kids. It's just a good day. It's just a really good day, and it's fun. You know, there's no brain power involved. You just do it.
Right. All the details are at discoversealandsgrove.com. Dwayne Dwyer, first class male bar shop. If you need your hair cut, go to see Dwayne.
Sure, why not? Or anybody else. They're all down there. We all have to make a living. That's what I always tell everybody.
Okay, you're listening to WKOK. It's now 7:52.